This Wednesday, December 7th through Saturday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m., the Studio Theater at Towson University's Center for the Arts will transform into the magical, mystical, mysterious, and mythological realm of the play A Monster Calls. This new play, winner of the 2020 Olivier Award in London, was adapted from the 2011 novel by Patrick Ness, itself inspired by an original idea by Siobhan Dowd. A Monster Calls weaves a fantastical but deeply human story of 13-year-old Connor, who struggles to make sense of his mother's terminal illness and his nightly visits from the monster in the garden, an ancient storytelling yew tree who offers wisdom in exchange for difficult truths. On stage, it's a mixture of the intimately personal with the fantastical, complete with talking mycelia, music, and puppetry. To tell me more about it, I'm joined by the director, Towson University Theater Professor Tavia La Follette, and the assistant director, Towson Senior Gina Matucci. Tavia, what drew you as a director to this material?
I was attracted to the piece because I had a health issue when COVID happened. I got really sick and I have two little boys. So I was thinking the worst, as mothers sometimes do, and I was worried about what their life might be without a mother. And that's what sort of instigated my interest in the piece.
It involves the anxiety this boy confronts facing the death of his mother from cancer. Is that right?
Correct. Ultimately. Yeah. And sort of facing how he, Connor, has to deal with the death of his mother. The original concept is by an Irish-English woman brought up in England, but she actually was dying of cancer. And so it's an autobiographical tale.
So many of us have been going through the processing of grief or the anxiety about potential illness. Gina, for you as a student working on this, how does it draw on your own experiences, would you say?
I would say it draws actually pretty heavily in a different way. As a student, it's this battle of what am I supposed to be doing right now? And is there something that can guide me and help me doing that? I hope that I can have a hand to guide me, but I think that that also can come from within. And I think that that plays into this.
Oh, to have a yew tree to,
yes.
to guide you, a wise ancient yew tree.
Yes,
but that's
absolutely.
Also involved, there's music and puppetry.
Yeah.
How does this come to theatrical life?
I am very much an ensemble-driven director, which means I do not walk into the rehearsal room the first day with the play completely blocked. For me, the magical part is discovering that with the ensemble in the room. So when auditioning the play, Gina, who is the assistant director on the show, and I were really looking for smart, creative, image-based people. So we had an unusual audition that contained masks and instruments and movement because we really wanted smart, creative people in the room to help us figure out this show.
And I really believe that we got that. Every single member of our cast is so delightfully talented, and devised work is such an integral part of a performer's journey in learning. I think that it's so much different than going into a space and having a director know this is where this is going. The actor in that position having so much more of a say into what is going on, especially as an ensemble member.
All that creativity will be on view again Wednesday through Saturday, the 7th through the 10th of this week, 7:30 p.m. at Towson Center for the Arts in the Studio Theater. For tickets, people can go to tickets.tuboxoffice.com. Thanks for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you so much.